Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, the doctor is in the house. Actually, not in the house, I'm in the studio. It's okay. I like to call it the house. It's the Dr. Dahlia house. How y'all doing out there? I had a real good night last night. Got to go to the Brad Garrett's comedy club at the MGM. And oh my gosh, I mean, hilarious. If you just want to sit there and laugh your butt off and pee on yourself and embarrass yourself because now you have pee all under your chair, you got to go and check out this nightclub. There was Carl LaBeouf and Sarah Tiana and Brad. I mean, it was one of the most amazing lineup of comedians. And then, of course, you have the Brad Garrett. So it was really, really good because I got to sneak a cuddle with him. And I just love to laugh. I think laughter is the best medicine. I mean, I had such a crappy day yesterday. I kind of had a rough week. And, I mean, it's kind of been a, you know, past crappy year, and even though the year just started, and past couple years, and I'm upset that I'm turning 44 soon, and you know, although I am celebrating my sixth birthday or sixth anniversary of being on air, January 9th. Was that Elvis's birthday? Elvis's birthday was January 8th. Anyway, January 9th, so I'm celebrating my radio birthday. I'm so happy. I'm going to be celebrating that all weekend. But, you know, while we're all celebrating, you guys are going to be getting a pop quiz. So, pop quiz. See, you think that? No pop quiz because I'm in a good mood. No, not in a good mood, right? Remember, I'm still in a crummy mood. Just because Brad Garrett got me out of that crummy mood, I'm still back in a crummy mood. So, here we go. Pop quiz. Pencils out. All right, we covered so much stuff this week. I mean, this week on the show, there was so much stuff that you guys have to, you know, make sure that this is embedded in your brain and refreshed, etc. So here we go. Number one, the average person washes their pajamas how often and why can this be deadly? I know, do you notice already? I mean, look at that question. I mean, for a pop quiz, just right out the door, you guys got a two-part question. What? The average person washes their pajamas how often and why can this be deadly? Okay? I don't know. No more than three sentences. Okay. Question two. Which teams are going to win the playoffs in football this weekend? See? All right. Oh, you better get this one right. Okay. Remember, I broadcast out of Las Vegas. So whatever answer you guys have, we are going to take that answer to the sports book. Well, actually, it's not the answer you guys have because I think you guys are going to be wrong. I already medically deduced, you know, who's going to win. And I already, I told you guys yesterday who's going to win the playoffs. So that's why we're pop quizzing you. All right. Number three, true or false? A pregnant woman sleeping on her back is the safest way to sleep. True or false? Sleeping on your back when you're pregnant is the safest way to sleep. Number four, true or false? The best time to quit smoking is when a woman is on her period. Now, I just realized this. Some of you guys are like, well, you know what? I'm not going to want to quit smoking if my woman's on her period because she's going to be crabby. No. I guess the question should have been rewritten. Whoever designed this pop quiz and did the logistics for me messed up the way the semantics were. It should be the best time for a woman to quit smoking is when she is on her period. True or false? Okay? There. Does that clarify things? Number five. E-cigs have been found to increase what type of infections in people who inhale them? Is it A, urinary infections, B, rectal infections, C, vaginal infections, or D, respiratory infections? Don't be giggling. You know, when I was in medical school, you know, we missed some real humdinger questions, and it was just like written all over our heads. So, all right, e-cigs have been found to increase what type of infections? Urinary, rectal, vaginal, respiratory. Number six, criminal behavior can be an early sign of A, dementia, B, drug abuse, or C, depression over losing a TV or music career. Actually, you could pick two of those answers. Two of those answers are correct. Number seven, a Belfi is which of the following? Okay, so what's a Belfi? Is it A, a burp in which vomit comes up and gets all over oneself? Is it B, a self-image of your buttocks that is posted online? Or C, is it another taxpayer expense mandated by Obamacare? What is a Belfi? A burp, an image, or a taxpayer expense? Okay, number eight. Someone who reduces meat intake but does not become a complete vegetarian is called a, letter A, a wuss, B, a partial meatitarian, or C, a reducitarian. Right? Is it reducitarian or reductitarian? I don't know. Okay, my answer would be a wuss, but anyway. All right. Number nine. Which food a day has been found to lower cholesterol? Is it A, a turducken, B, an avocado, or C, a slice of low-fat cheese? Which loses cholesterol? All right, pencils down. All right, how did you guys do? No, no bonus question today. The only bonus question you get is if you actually tell me who wins the playoffs. And I don't know if I'm going to make it to the sports book. I have a hair appointment today. I don't know if I'm going to make it. I really got to do my roots so I look really, really good for the playoffs. All right, the average person washes their pajamas how often and why could this be deadly? I think the average woman washes them every 17 days. Average man, 14 days, one set of pajamas. Why could it be deadly? Because you could have MRSA and other sorts of pathogens that are on your pajamas brewing for a couple weeks, and then they get into some open wounds or mucous membranes. So a lot of you guys are sleeping in stink. Next, which teams are going to win the playoffs this weekend? All right, I told you guys that my playoffs, again, this was a very, very medically sound, very, very medically deduced deduction. And so, speaking of deductions, we're going to have to talk about tax deductions soon because we're going to be prepared for tax season. So I will tell you after the break who are my Super Bowl picks. Apparently, I had to make these picks blindly. There was no NFL injury report, and all of a sudden today, the NFL injury report popped up. So now everybody's raising bloody hell that I made my predictions without the NFL injury report. So just everybody hold your panties. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every every American needs to know about Central Bank Power, a gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I think we got it. I think we got it. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really do appreciate it on this beautiful morning of January 10. I have, according to my time, 18 minutes past the hour. Okay, before we go into football, we need to finish updating you guys on what happened this week in the news and your pop quiz answers. I know a lot of you thought that I wasn't going to grade them. We're still grading them. All right, a pregnant woman sleeping on her back, is that the safest way to sleep? No, it's not. We usually recommend that a pregnant woman sleep on her side. Left side, because we don't want her to push on the inferior vena cava when she starts getting into her later stages of pregnancy. But if you sleep on your back, they are finding a higher risk of stillborn. So they thought that maybe what was going on was pregnant women, because of the weight gain and, you know, the sleeping on the back position, maybe putting them more at risk for sleep apnea. And if you already have a very vulnerable fetus,
adding sleep apnea to the mix, where you're cutting off oxygen and airflow or oxygen supply to the placenta, that could possibly tip that fetus over to the point where, you know, just tip the saturation over to the point where desaturation, where the fetus then unfortunately dies. So not that sleeping on your back will cause a stillborn, but if your fetus is at high risk, it doesn't help the situation. So we recommend sleeping on your left side if at all possible. Now, next question. True or false? The best time to quit smoking is when a woman is on her period. Usually nothing good happens when a woman is on her period. Unfortunately, I'm kind of the opposite. I'm the exception to the rule. I got a 1450 on my SAT while on my period. I got married while I was on my period. I think I started radio. If I remember 6 years ago, I might have been... Yeah, the problem is I'm always on my period. So, you know, when good things happen to me, I am always on my period when it happens. So for me, it's very, very lucky. However, for women trying to quit smoking, they say, no, being on your period is not. And for the men married to women on their period, they say they aren't lucky either. Which, by the way, is a misnomer because you guys are just as grumpy. Except the difference is when you guys are grumpy and you're in your moods, it's very unpredictable. I have no idea when you're going to be in a good mood or a bad mood, all right? Yet we women, we actually place it on a calendar or on an app that gives you text messages and warnings. So just lay off, back off, all right? No, I'm not today. Anyway, but then again, I'm not trying to quit smoking. They say the best time to quit smoking is when you're ovulating, all right, or when you're in your happy week, because the estrogen allows you to be less cravingful or much of a less, you just crave less. All right, when you have the estrogen and the progesterone and everything getting all beefed up and getting ready, because you're going to pop out an egg from that ovary, and then you're going to have the nice juicy lining and the uterus ready for that egg to hopefully land. If a little sperm comes in and climbs up the fallopian tube and impregnates, meets the egg, and then you get pregnant in the fallopian tube, and then they both kind of come back down, and they land in the uterus that should be all nice and gushy and fluffy, etc. All right, so while your buddy's preparing all that, you're too busy to think about the smokes. Yet, after all the whole hormone drama is over, you try to quit smoking on your period? Not good, okay? Next, e-cigs have been found to increase what type of infections in people who smoke them? Is it urinary infections, rectal infections, vaginal infections, or respiratory infections? Although some of you put rectal, because some of you may be using the e-cig improperly, it's respiratory infections. They notice that the chemicals of e-cigs, when you put them in contact with the epithelial cells of the linings of the lungs, that the epithelial cells, the linings, were more permeable to stuff going through them. So if the e-cig vapor is messing them all up, or they're like, well, I don't know what the hell is this, and I guess I'm not going to, you know, be on guard like I should, then bugs and bacteria and viruses can then seep through. So that was the latest we had on e-cigs. Next. Criminal behavior could be an early sign of dementia, drug abuse, or depression over losing a TV career. There was actually two answers to that. Dementia, drug abuse, actually all three. You want to know why? I think the answer is all three. I'll give you guys credit for all three, okay? No, no extra credit. None of you guys get extra credit. I'm ticked off. No, but dementia. So if you start to have a family member that starts to, steal things. I had a grandmother that would steal stuff out of a buffet. There was this buffet back in Arizona called the Royal Fork. And I couldn't stand it because I didn't like to eat that much. And I was really worried about my weight. And, you know, I would see her put food in her purse and things like that. I don't think she had dementia. I just think she was, you know, it was free food. But when you start seeing people actually steal the salt and pepper shakers, steal the bartender, that kind of thing, that could be a sign of dementia. All right, Belfies. Belfies are going to explode all over the Internet. Everybody now is doing a Belfie. All right, now a Belfie, it's not a burp, in which vomit comes up and gets all over yourself. It's not something mandated that we pay for under Obamacare. It's an actual self-image of your buttocks posted online. Kim Kardashian made a Belfie famous, even though none of us, I think, really even enjoyed that picture at all. Jennifer Aniston, I think, got all upset because she said she was the first Belfie because she had, I guess, on Rolling Stones, had a naked tushy. Me, I posted my Belfie, but I was dressed. I had a Belfie done at Pawn Stars, so you will see that on my Twitter page and Facebook page, but that's about it. That's all I'm going to show you, okay? Sorry. I guess now, I think people are so sick of seeing each other's faces that now what we're doing is we're showing everybody their butt. And I'm worried that in 2016, it'll be a booby fee, where it is an image of the boobies. So I'm hoping, and then, yeah, and then the junk fee, right? We could, yeah, I'm sure someone's going to take a picture of that. So, just, you know, be prepared. There's going to be a lot of butt pictures. There was a study that did come out discussing how people that are always posting images of themselves may have narcissistic tendencies, and may actually be psychopaths. Now, a lot of us post selfies, but I wouldn't venture to say that they were that. However, I do notice that some of my Facebook contacts really overdo it with the pictures. And you start to wonder if they have an inferiority complex or some, you know, issue where they don't feel confident. They don't feel, they feel like they need that sort of reward. Somebody looking at them and thinking their picture is hot. I love that type of reward, but the problem is I just don't have enough pictures where I look like that, so I don't post as much as I should. Next, someone who reduces meat intake but doesn't become complete vegetarian, is he a wuss? Is he a partial meatitarian or a reducitarian? Apparently, there's a new term for 2015 called a reducitarian. It's where you're reducing your meat intake and your animal products, but you're not... You don't have the cojones enough to become a whole vegetarian or vegan. But the fact that there is a thing you could call yourself, well, I'm a reducitarian. I'd like to actually reduce the size of my butt. I wonder if I get to be called a reducitarian for that. But I told you guys all to limit meat, all right? If you don't want to become a vegetarian or vegan, at least try to cut back on the meat. Doesn't hurt, does it, right? You can still get meat, you know, a couple times a day. Just cut it back. All right, next. Which food a day has been found to lower cholesterol? Is it a turducken? Is it an avocado or a slice of low-fat cheese? An avocado. An avocado, we're talking about a half an avocado, was found to lower your cholesterol. And it was also found in a previous study to help decrease your appetite, that you felt fuller for about 4 or 5 hours eating a half an avocado. Now, one of my favorite foods is guacamole. And so guacamole is probably very healthy as long as you don't put the cheese and all sorts of other stuff. So that was your pop quiz. I hope you guys did well. All right. Hope you guys learned a lot. You know, we do, though, still have more, you know, medical news that comes our way. Even if you miss Monday through Friday, on Saturday, sometimes we get these real killer headlines like this medical story you just broke. They say nagging in a relationship can actually wreck your relationship. So constant nagging. All right. They say nagging your partner into silence can wreck your relationship. They say being withdrawn is a form of emotional behavior known as disengaging and leaves people with seething resentment about their relationship with the other half. And expecting a partner to somehow know what we are feeling, known as passive immobility, also leaves people dissatisfied, prevents us from making up after a tiff. Now, you see, I thought the whole purpose of relationships is to bug your man and beat him into silence and isolation so he leaves you alone and you have the whole house to yourself. And that's what I do. If I come home and I'm on my period or I'm in a bad mood or I think I gained a pound or I'm bloated or I'm constipated, I don't want to be around my kids or my husband or whatever. So what do? I start to give them chores. I go, okay, did you fix the water spigot outside? Did you do this? Did you go get the car? Did you do this? Whatever. So finally, I get them so busy with stuff that I get to be left alone and wait for my laxative to kick in. It's really nice. All right, guys, don't go away. Football predictions, 1-877 Doc Sally.
Speak, speak, speak. All All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson, and it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, it is Cervical Cancer Health Screening Awareness Month. Did you guys know we're supposed to be observing that? Yeah, that's big. You thought Breast Cancer Awareness Month is big. Oh, no. The Cervical Cancer Health Screening Awareness Month is the month of the pap smear. And I'm not saying y'all have to get your pap smear this month, especially some of you men out there are like, what? Even though I am going to be recommending, as soon as it's out there, for everybody to use, the dental swish for men and HPV. We need to talk about HPV also today if we get a chance. So men will have pap smears that will just be of the mouth. Women have pap smears of the cervix. For those of you that are really confused about pap smears or too embarrassed, I have a video on my website at drdahlia.com, a YouTube video of me talking about my paps, my pap smear, and just getting a pap smear in general. Some really good information, some diagrams. So go to my website at drdahlia.com. Any concerns about a pap smear, anything you ever want to know about pap smears, we're afraid to ask. It's there in that video at drdahlia.com. So make sure. It's really important. We could be saving thousands of people's lives, you know, getting people their pap smears. Of course, with the new guidelines, putting pap smears off, I don't know how that's going to work, because I think, you know, waiting till you're 21 to have a pap smear may not be the best decision for you, especially if you've been having sex since you were 14, 15. But, you know, it's a test that I think has been monumental in saving women from a variety of gynecological issues and diseases, because when you go and get a pap smear done, you also get checked for gonorrhea, chlamydia, and other sorts of things. You know, when the doctor's in there, he takes a peek, he looks around, you know, make sure everything's good under the hood, so to speak. And, you know, when you take your car in, don't you always ask the mechanical, is everything else good? You know, because I want to know I'll still be able to run for a while. You know, run for another 100,000 miles. So you ask the mechanic to look around. That's why it's so important to go in to get your pap smear. So I would definitely recommend that. Okay, now, I don't think anybody wants to do that, because this weekend is all about football. Now, some of you were infuriated by me because I made my football predictions without there being anything up on the injury report, because for years I have been choosing who was going to win in the playoffs or the conference championships or, you know, the Super Bowl based on the injury report. There was no injury report, so I had to do this blindly. And so when it came to the Ravens and the Patriots that are playing today, I had to choose the Ravens. Okay, why? I did it based on colors. You know, even though the Patriots are red, white, and blue, my favorite three colors ever combined. If I had to look medically, you know, with the, you know, colors, and you got red for blood, blue for hypoxia, Ravens is purple. And since purple is so medical neutral, we don't really even use purple. The Ravens, I think, are going to be pretty pristine, and that's why I picked the Ravens. Same thing with the Panthers and the Seahawks. Okay? The Panthers, kind of black and blue type of thing. The Seahawks, green and blue. Even though everybody thinks the Seahawks are going to win, they got green. Green is bilious, bile. So I had to go with the Panthers on this one. I'm just shocked. I'm really, really shocked. And I decided to go with the Panthers on that one. I know. Then the Cowboys and the Packers. The Packers have yellow and green compared to the Cowboys. However, the Cowboys have that gray, that silver. Silver, gray. In medicine, that's bad. The problem is I'm a Cowboys fan, a diehard Cowboys fan. So there is no way, even if there's money on the line, I would put money on the Packers, because, you know, I'm a Cowboys fan. You have to. So even though there's a very good chance the Packers could win, my pick is the Cowboys, because you have to support the Cowboys. You just do. Okay? Because they really, really are cool and they deserve it. Then you have the Broncos and the Colts. The Broncos, very, very odd, because you have the blue and the orange, the Colts blue and the gray. So again, ash and gray always takes it in the pelvis. So I said, you gotta go ahead and take that because of the anemia. Maybe the Colts are anemic. I don't know. But think about it. Colts are a little baby horsey. Broncos are big, brucking Broncos. The Broncos are gonna win. So now somebody has told me that the NFL injury report is up and running, which means maybe I could give you some better medical predictions for the football playoffs. But I'm looking, and remember how I do it. I look at the injuries, and I try to decide which injury is the most deadly to a football game. You know, you got concussions, you got hamstrings, you got thigh, whatever. And to me, I think the groin would be the most worrisome. However, we found, I believe, with the Saints, when the Saints won, and the Ravens, that the groin injuries helped them. So I don't know what the hell to do if I see a groin injury, but luck of the draw, there are no groin injuries. Absolutely no groin injuries. So then, okay, no groin injuries. Colts, Broncos, nobody's injured their groin. Everybody's, I mean, I think somebody on the Colts injured their groin a while back, but right now, anybody playing, no groin injuries. So now we have to look at what else is going on. All right. Well, you see, abdomen, ribs, hamstring, etc. There was a concussion for the Dallas Cowboys. That's big. But it's Jeremy Mincy. I'm not too worried. As long as Tony Romo is okay. Tony Romo's hurt his back. Well, of course he had. You know, he was dancing around in circles last week. But doesn't matter. I'm still a Cowboys fan. So, looking at the NFL injury report, I have to admit, the NFL gives us absolutely no clue as to who would win. So I would say go back to Panthers, Ravens, Cowboys, and Broncos. Those are my picks. And I know the Seahawks probably have a really good chance, but that would be really, really cool if they didn't win because of my black and blue theory of the Panthers. And face it, I mean, the Panthers are in the playoffs? Guys, come on. This has been a surprise season. So maybe the Panthers, you know, really have it. So those are my, and you guys, you know, you have to be a lot nicer to me. Okay, first of all, I'm a girl. Okay, now, I know women know football, but I'm not even a woman who is really that good in football. So for me to be as close as I have been throughout all these years, you got to cut me some slack, okay? So be nice. All right, by the way, speaking of football, apparently researchers think that the football stadium and all the, you know, that you do with your legs, you know, could possibly be affecting seismic activity. And I guess Seattle has been bracing for a major earthquake now forever, especially since Chile, New Zealand, and Japan had earthquakes. Seattle is in that upper right quadrant of the Pacific Ocean. So that area, our northwestern seaboard, is really at high risk for earthquake right now. So now they are concerned that the Seahawk game that's going to happen tonight with the Carolina Panthers could put so much stress. I know the Panthers are really an underdog on this one. That's why it would be cool. Listen, I like the Seahawks. I like them. All right? But y'all remember what happened with the Seahawks and the Broncos. It's very, very hard for me to hug a Seahawk fan. I'm sorry. Anyway, Seattle is, I guess, they have geophysicists. They have installed 3 earthquake monitors inside the Seahawks stadium, in which scientists say will be the first attempt to capture in real time the seismic activities of rowdy, stomping, screaming, jumping, dancing crowd of 67,000 people. The monitors are connected to the Pacific Northwest Seismic Network, which went live on Thursday with a website called QuickShake that'll provide a different kind of color commentary to Saturday's game as the sensors feedback the ground-shaking physical evidence of every big play. That's according to the New York Times. This is pretty, pretty cool. All right, so they want to see how much we could push. Do we have the control on the Earth's motions? Could a small and harmless football game possibly put us at risk for a big, huge earthquake? So according to Dr. John Vidal, he says it's wiggly. Wiggly is his term. So apparently Seahawks fans are known to be really, really crazy at these games. So I hope you guys are safe, man. Don't be causing an earthquake. The Panthers are going to win. 1-877-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. I got to read you this email. Oh, boy. I don't know how to handle it. I don't know how to handle this one. Okay. Jonah writes, Doctor, I have a 3.9 GPA. I'm a student, and I'm a faithful listener down here in Yuma, Arizona, I'm assuming. And we don't have access to the medical journals like you do, but I think we would be able to understand them. I'd like to hear some news from some of the medical journals you read. Now, I could interpret this as just being a good boy, you know, just saying, oh, you know, I'd like to hear, you know, some of what you're saying. Or I could interpret it as him saying that my show is too casual and he and all of you can handle the big stuff and you would rather me give you what is verbatim out of the medical journals than my interpretation. Okay? Now, this cocky little critter wants that. No. I had a 4.2 grade point average in high school. Yeah. So poo on you. 3.9. Really? You're trying to impress me? No. Okay. You know what? It's okay. First of all, good for you for getting good grades. Good for you for listening down in Yuma. You're a faithful listener. So as far as I'm concerned, you can do no wrong. Okay? But listen, you are a little boy. And what I'm about to do is going to make you run and scream for your mama. So if you are ready, I will. I mean, I don't even put my boys. I would probably be in trouble with Child Protective Services if I read what I'm about to read to you, to my boys. But this is what you want. Oh, little boy. Oh, baby. Oh, he's a baby. But you know what? I would rather he make such a deadly mistake here with us, surrounded by people who love him, right? Okay, here we go. This comes from the New England Journal of Medicine. You don't like my show? This is what you get. Adjuvant paclitaxel and trastuzumab for no negative HER2 positive breast cancer. Okay? That's okay. That's just the title. It's okay. Right? Apparently, there's no single standard treatment that exists right now for the HER2 positive, the human epidermal growth factor receptor type 2 positive breast cancers. Okay? And many people have been ineligible for the pivotal trials of adjuvant trastuzumab. So, here we go. There was a gun-controlled, single-group, multi-center, investigator-initiated study of an adjuvant paclitaxel and trastuzumab in 406 patients with tumors measured up to 3 centimeters of greatest dimension. Patients received weekly treatment with paclitaxel and trastuzumab for 12 weeks, followed by 9 months of trastuzumab monotherapy. The primary endpoint was survival-free from invasive disease. The median, this is what you want, this is what you get. This is the Dr. Dahlia show now, thanks to Jonah. The median follow-up period is 4.0 years. The 3-year rate of survival-free from invasive disease with 98.7, 95% confidence interval, 97.8. Among the 12 relapses seen, 2 were due to distant metastatic breast cancer, excluding contralateral. Now this is where it gets exciting. Excluding contralateral HER2 negative breast cancers and non-breast cancers, 7 disease-specific events were noted. A total of 13 patients, 3.2%, 95% CL, 1.7, and 5.4% reported at least one episode of a grade 3 neuropathy. And 2 had systematic congestive heart failure, 0.5%, 95% CL, 0.1, 0.8. Both of them had normalization of the left ventricular ejection fraction after discontinuation of trastuzumab. A total of 13 patients had significant asymptomatic declines in ejection fraction, 3.2%, 95%, 1.7 to 5.4, as defined by the study. But 11 of these patients were able to resume trastuzumab therapy after a brief interruption. Hence, what was deduced, Jonah? All right, baby, little baby, okay, just wipe those tears, baby. What was deduced and concluded? was among women with predominantly stage 1 HER2 positive breast cancer treatment with adjuvant paclitaxel plus trastuzumab was associated with a risk of early recurrence of about 2%. 6% of patients just withdrew from the study because the protocol specified adverse events, and about 90% of you have withdrawn from the Dr. Dolly show because I read that. Now, you see why I don't sit here and read the medical journals. I do my own interpretation, okay? It's not because I am trying to dumb anything down. It's not because I don't understand what these means, although I do have to review what that CL is chloride, but I don't think that's what that is. I think that's CI. So that's probably one of the quotients. That's a whole other thing we'll talk about later. But I don't really like to read the studies because I find other things more interesting. So now that you're done, I hope I proved my point. I hope you proved your point. I'm proud of you, but don't ask for that again. Now, let's hit some real news. Apparently, the Mars rover is sniffing farts on Mars. Did you guys hear about that? Okay, they say the Mars rover Curiosity is smelling a pocket of a fart, they said, or methane, that was thought to have been emitted by ancient life forms on Mars. They say it is the most important fart in the history of mankind. Apparently, there's a lot of competition. On average, each of us farts 15 times a day, according to the NHS. This is being reported by the Metro out of Great Britain. They said, of course, farts have obsessed mankind, I guess, for centuries. Wasn't it in the Protestant church they said that a fart would chase away Satan? That American founding father Benjamin Franklin, they said, was so fascinated by them that he wanted to actually study the science behind farts. I don't know if I would recommend that, but apparently they are studying them on Mars. Now, I don't know how an ancient fart could last that long. I really don't. It should dissipate, but you know, they're studying farts in the U.S. government is spending, I don't know how many millions of dollars are studying farts. They have a rectal tube, I think, in the cows, and a tank, I believe, and they're trying to see if the farts are messing with our greenhouse, so if we could stop the farts. I don't know. What do they say about dinosaur farts? They believe it was not a dinosaur fart that wiped out. They think it was an asteroid. Okay, we already talked about the sulfide gas, which is kind of like the egg smell. All right, there's also methane, there's nitrogen, there's oxygen. We talked about the chemical components of farts. That was on a pop quiz about a few years back. So, pretty interesting stuff. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DALI. The CDC, in a press conference yesterday in Atlanta, said that this season has been particularly bad in terms of flu for people 65 or older. 5 more children have died since the CDC last reported figures, bringing up the number of pediatric deaths now to 26 since the flu season began a few months ago. Now, they think the deaths are even higher, but that's all that they have gotten, unfortunately, reported. The adult deaths do not seem to be as tracked like the pediatric deaths do. But doctors are still recommending that if you do get the flu, you take an antiviral medication like Tamiflu, etc. And they also still recommend the flu shot. Now, many of you say, what? I heard the flu shot was worthless. It was not worthless. Worthless means absolutely zero. It still offers protection. Maybe it's only 47% effective this year, where the norm is usually about 65, 67. But get your flu shot, all right? It's the end. Oh, no. All right, guys, you have a good rest of the weekend, and we'll see you on Monday.
Hang me down in a little white church. Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You gotta hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
so we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.